What are some of the denominations, church denominations here? What's the first one that comes to you?
Methodist, Baptist.
All right. Now, if I wanted to become a member of one of these denominations, you might say, yesterday I...
joined.
What?
Another church.
All right. Now, who do we all believe in? Is it the, who
Jesus
is
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, who else? He was the Son of...
God.
All right. What does the preacher give us when we go when we visit the church? What do we go to church? What does he do? He delivers or what?
A sermon or a sermon.
Yeah. And what does the organist do? She gives us the... what do you call all that stuff? You listen to the...
music.
Right. And if it's real pretty, you say, oh, that music was just...
lovely.
Or what else? Oh, that was...
grand.
All right. Or if you see a real pretty girl, you say, oh, she is...
beautiful.
All right. Now, if you go, if you don't go to heaven, where do you go sometime?
Hell.
All right. Who's down there?
Satan.
All right. Who else? What else might you call him? What else? You heard of
the devil.
Yeah. What are the other names for him? You heard of a name besides that? Boogeyman or...
spoken about him as a boogeyman. Boogeyman will get you.
Yeah. All right. Now, what, when people, when you say a house, if you're scared to go in a house, it might be because the house is old.
Haunted.
Yeah. Right. Now, if it is, what does that mean it has in it?
Hands.
Huh?
Hands.
All right. What else might you call it?
Spooks.
Yeah. What else? Anything else you can think of?
Nobody else can think of anything right now.
All right, if you're going to say this, if you're going to say, you're trying to say, it's cold in here, but you don't want to say, it's not too cold. You say, well, it's cold, it's not too cold, but it's...
sort of cold.
Yeah. Well, that's what...
rather cold.
Yeah. Now, suppose somebody said, why don't you go to the store with me? And when you say, well, I'd not go. I
can't go.
Yeah, but suppose you just want to say
I don't want to go.
Yeah, but suppose you didn't want to quite make it like that. You'd say, well, I prefer not to, so how else would you say?
I'd rather not go.
Okay. Let's see here. Testing. Okay, if someone has a lot of land, you'd say, he has a piece of land. If he has a lot of land, he's got a...
big farm.
Yeah, but usually he's got a blank piece of land. He's got...
enormous.
Yeah, but if it's... you'd say, he's got a piece of land. I suppose you said this. If someone has a lot of land, you might say, he's got a good deal of land. What else? But you wouldn't say it. You say, he's got...
he's got lots of land.
Yeah, but there's another term that I want. He's got... You could also say it this way. You could also say, that's a long way off. That's a blank distance off. You can use those two together. You can say, that's a pretty good way away. Or that's a lot of
land.
Yeah, but...
you haven't got what you want.
Well, no, let's see. I heard you use this term talking when you were on the tape recorder, so I don't get it. Now, you tell it. If you're going to tell Uncle Allen, you say... he says, now, Ethel, how much land does so-and-so have? Well, you'd say, oh, he's got a blank piece of land. He's got a, you wouldn't say good bit. You'd say he's got a
big piece.
Yeah, but suppose you wanted to say...
large.
Suppose you want to say it's pretty big, not too big. Oh, you'd say, oh, it's a piece of land. Now, it's a blank piece of land. Well, I tell you. What, okay, now let's see if we can get at it another way. Suppose I said, let's try it again. So if I said, now Charleston is